morning. I've always claimed that when playing table tennis at my very amateur level, people do not so much win games as lose them. Everybody seems to think that to win, you have to do a big fancy smash to win the point in style. The truth is that amateurs who are not very expert at smashing are better advised not to throw away points cheaply. It's better to play safe and let the opponent try the fancy stuff, which will see them lose the points cheaply. There's a way to play well and a way to win, and they're not the same thing. The way to win is to play within your abilities, to do what you can do, not attempt flash smashes which you can't do. Of course, you could join the North Ayrshire Table Tennis Club and learn how to have a smashing time. But anyway, back to my point. The idea that often in life we get on best not so much by winning as not losing. The winner is not the one who does the most spectacular shots, but the one who makes the least mistakes. And this principle applies to many things in life. In politics, for instance, the winner of an election may not be the best candidate, so much as the least worst one, and the one who has made the least gaffes. To give a specific illustration, will Americans vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Or will they vote against Donald Trump and against Hillary Clinton? Will they be voting to promote one into the White House as president? Or will they be voting to keep that other one out of it? In this country, is the surge in support for Jeremy Corbyn really support for him, or rather a protest vote against all the other politicians, because they're scunnered with them? When you vote, do you vote for people and policies, or do you vote against people and their policies? Personally, I think that the church is about to make a big comeback in the popularity stakes, not because people will be fully convinced about the Christian faith, but more because they'll be fed up with the failures of atheism, secularism, materialism, humanism, all the world's bankrupt ways. Like politicians and like amateur table tennis players, I would accept new supporters any time, even if they were voting more against things than positively for faith in God. Maybe in time we can all learn to win, and to win in style as well.